This is Akashvani, the news read by Mehwash Fatima. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated CG Semi's state-of-the-art outsourced semiconductor assembly and test plant in Sanand, Gujarat yesterday. Developed with a massive investment of over 7,500 crore rupees, the advanced facility will have an annual production capacity of up to 5 billion semiconductor chips. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth over 1,05,000 crore rupees in Rajasthan. Addressing the program, the Prime Minister said the conflict in West Asia had triggered the biggest energy crisis of the 21st century, but India successfully overcame the challenge through timely decisions, effective diplomacy, and prudent management of national resources.
भारत ने हर स्तर पर सही फैसले लिए, संकट का समय रहते सटीक आकलन किया, प्रभावी रणनीति बनाई, भारत के संसाधनों का संतुलित प्रयोग किया, भारत की डिप्लोमेटिक पावर का सकारात्मक इस्तेमाल किया और तब जाकर भारत संकट से उबर पाया है.
The monsoon session of the parliament will commence on the 20th of this month. It will continue till the 13th of August. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju informed that President Draupadi Murmu has approved the proposal of the government to convene the monsoon session of Parliament from 20th July. Mr. Rijiju said the session will focus on meaningful debate, discussion and decisions on issues of national importance. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on an official visit to Qatar, Bahrain, Kuwait and Oman from today till 10th of this month. During the visit to these countries, Dr. Jaishankar will be meeting with his counterparts and the leadership. Ministry of External Affairs said the visit will focus on enhancing India's bilateral relations with the countries and also provide an opportunity to exchange views on regional developments and issues of mutual interest. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh highlighted India's significant progress in manufacturing and technology. The minister said country's defence exports have reached a record of over 38,000 crore rupees. Addressing an event organised by a private media organisation in New Delhi, Mr. Singh said the sharp rise from 686 crore rupees in the financial year 2013-14 reflects an almost 57-fold increase and underlines growing global confidence in Make in India defence platforms. India's long-standing contribution to global peacekeeping mission received a significant recognition as 651 Indian Army personnel serving under the United Nations have been awarded the prestigious United Nations Medal during a ceremonial medal parade held at the Permanent Operating Base Sake in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The medals were presented during a ceremony honoring the Indian contingent for its professionalism, operational excellence and dedicated service under the United Nations peacekeeping mission. In the Maharashtra teacher eligibility test TET paper leak case, police has arrested three more accused from a printing press in Agra, Uttar Pradesh, taking the total number of arrests to 10. The arrested persons are employees of the printing press where the TET question papers were printed. A court in Bhiwandi has remanded the three accused to police custody till 9th July. A six-day state funeral of the former Supreme Leader, Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, began in Tehran, drawing hundreds of thousands of mourners who gathered to pay their final respects to Iran's late leader. India was represented by Governor of Bihar, Lieutenant General Sayyid Atta Hasnain, and Minister of State for External Affairs, Pabitra Margarita. In a social media post, Mr. Margarita said they conveyed respect on behalf of the government and the people of India. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup, England will take on Australia in the final at Lord's Cricket Ground in London today. The match will begin at 8 p.m. IST. Both teams head into the title clash unbeaten. Australia secured their place in the final with a victory over the West Indies in the semi-finals, while England defeated South Africa on Thursday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.